Let's move to the last individual code for this dimension, lack of clarity. You can recognize instances in which lack of clarity occurs when you have a segment and by the end of it you ask yourself, well, what was the teacher trying to say in terms of the math in this segment? And again, here we focus on the presentation of the mathematics, not on any pedagogical issues. So we aren't looking at whether the teacher is unclear when giving students instructions about how to pack their materials or what kind of paper to use to do their homework. We're mainly focusing on whether instruction involving the mathematics is unclear. So when do we have a lack of clarity? Let's look at some specific examples. One example of lack of clarity is when the teacher, while introducing the topic of adding fractions, says, "You need to find common denominators because otherwise they are not the same thing." This is not wrong, however, it's not clear what point she's trying to convey to the students, and her language contains unclear reference like they and thing. Another example is when the teacher endorses conflicting definitions for the same concept. For example, if the teacher is modeling division and switches between the partitive and the quotative models as they narrate a procedure, this would count as lack of clarity. Another example would be when the mathematical point is presented in a really muddled or confusing way. For instance, in a lesson on surface area, the teacher says, "The area is a number of square units needed to cover the figure, and we have talked before about the box like a gift that somebody gives you. The box itself and everything inside the box is the area, but the wrapping paper around it would be like surface area, and we talked about that. And we talked about the perimeter is walking around the fence around an area." As you can see, the mathematical point about surface area that the teacher was trying to convey was muddled and presented in a confusing way. Of course, if you read this quote carefully, you will also identify a mathematical content error. The teacher refers to everything inside the box as being the area, which is not the case. Everything inside the box is the volume. Finally, we can also have lack of clarity when the teacher's launch of a mathematical task, that is, his or her effort to present the task and get students to work on it, is very unclear. Evidence of this could be that you, as a viewer, don't understand what the teacher has asked the students to do or what the mathematical point of the task is. This may be hard to determine if you don't have the curriculum materials, so do give the teacher the benefit of the doubt. However, if you are sure that the launch of the task is muddled and that students can't work productively on the math, be sure to include this when scoring lack of clarity.